This is Passport to Texas. As good as hunting is in Texas, sometimes a person just wants a change of scenery. That's when hunters set their sights beyond state lines.
The first thing you need to do when you go out of state is find out what's required as far as legal requirements for hunter education, and make sure you do that well in advance.
Otherwise, says Hunter Education Coordinator Terry Irwin, you could be out of luck.
So many times we get calls, so I need a class to go to Colorado and I'm leaving tomorrow, and that will not work.
Texas has reciprocal hunter education agreements with every state. Weather usually isn't a big concern when hunting at home, but when you go out of state to places like Colorado or Idaho, that changes, and so should you.
When you're going up there, you're going into multiple different types of weather. Carry clothing that you can actually dress for the conditions as they change. Your feet are your most important aspects up there. Always carry a minimum of two pair of boots, one pair of waterproof boots, one pair of good hiking boots, and at least two changes of socks per day.
Yes, Daddy. Find hunting information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Our show receives support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Fund, funded by your purchase of hunting and fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.